Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today we're going to talk about four big myths about product placement integration and how your brand can start leveraging TV and film as part of your marketing plan. There are a few common misconceptions we want to dispel. I want you to start off by closing your eyes, as long as you're not driving, and picturing yourself walking into a movie theater, sitting down with your popcorn and soda, and waiting for the movie to begin. After the opening credits, you see the hero of the movie playing basketball, using a Spalding basketball, with his friends wearing Converse sneakers. Afterwards, he puts his Beats headphones on for his subway ride home, with the subway having signage on the wall for Red Bull. You think to yourself, Beats, Spalding, Converse, and Red Bull probably paid big bucks to get in that movie. The truth is, not necessarily. Most people think they know about the world of brand integration and product placement, yet many people don't understand that most of the things they hear about the practice are just that, myths. The first myth is that product placement costs big bucks. Okay, back to our first scenario. You see a brand or logo on screen and automatically assume it's a multi-million dollar deal, and that your brand could just never afford that. Well, yes, some massive integrations cost large companies lots and lots of money, or at least lots of media ad time. The truth is, most placements are cheaper than you think. Producers, set designers, prop masters, costume designers, and pretty much the entire crew of a film are constantly looking for brands to use in their film. Smaller integrations come with a smaller price tag, and many times placements happen without cash, even changing hands. Often, placements are made for free, simply with your brand providing product to work with. The most important part of getting your brand in a movie or TV show isn't the money, it's the access. As an entertainment marketing company that's been in the Hollywood industry for well over a decade, we have valuable relationships with the crews of these productions, and they look to us to partner them with brands that they can use on screen. The reason why is they know about us, and they know about the brands we work with, and they just don't know about you. Secondly, some of the myths are that you have to be a big company to do brand integration and product placement. Nope, not true. Even the smallest brands can wind up on the big screen. In fact, many times productions love lesser-known brands because they make the content feel more authentic and not forced with all sorts of mainstream logos and branding. Plus, ad sales at the TV networks are more forgiving to brands that don't have mega dollars to spend on advertising. Tons of small companies over the years have benefited from this practice. For example, Ray-Ban was a small sunglass company that had been losing money and customers for years before Tom Cruise wore his Wayfarers in the cult classic Risky Business. The year after the movie premiered, Ray-Ban sold 360,000 pairs and is not such a small brand anymore. Even mom and pop brands can find success in product placement if they have enough product to spare for production use. Third myth is that your success ends after the placement has aired. This is one of the biggest mistakes brands make after they've had a successful placement. Your success has just begun. Make sure you capture your placement and use your social media to amplify it. Tell everyone just how cool you are for showing up in Netflix's latest original series or the newest blockbuster hit. Even then, your success isn't finished. Many times, your placement will become relevant during awards season. Congratulate the show or movie you are in on their award success, reminding everyone you were a part of it. Include your placement in social media trends like Throwback Thursday, include it in your year in review, anything along those lines. Shout it from the rooftops. BlackBerry phones were featured throughout the first and second seasons of Mozart in the Jungle. At the time, they shared their screenshots with their fans through their social media, and once award season came and the show won 2 Golden Globes, they were able to repurpose their social media images to remind their followers again of their cameos and make it relevant. Your placement wasn't just a one-time marketing move. It's something you can use in promotional materials, on social media, and even in conversation while talking up your product. And in press, Media loves it. Product placement is truly the gift that keeps on giving, if you let it. Fourth myth is that if your brand doesn't get a verbal mention or front and center placement, it doesn't count. This is one of the most common misconceptions about brand integration. The idea itself of product placement often relies on the effectiveness of subtle integrations. A sign in the background or a logo on a coffee cup can be just as meaningful to a viewer as a more obvious or annoying placement. Oftentimes, viewers prefer subtle placements to blatant ones. Tasteful, natural, and organic placements have a more favorable effect on consumers. And while viewers may not instantly realize they saw your logo, studies show they more than likely did and have committed it to subconscious memory. After all, it's the same logic that is applied to why print ads or TV ads work. One ad isn't going to make a consumer race online or to the store, but when they are in the shopping mindset, the goal is that your brand would be top of mind. Those product placement exposures help make that happen. This is also an example of using your social media and marketing tools to amplify your placement. Make sure your fans and potential consumers know you made an appearance in the latest TV show or movie by capturing it and creatively sharing it. The easiest way to start a product placement program is to hire a seasoned entertainment marketing agency that has done thousands of partnerships and knows the layout of the land, what can go wrong, and how to make it right. Working with a company that has experience in this space will provide your desired end results. That's it for this episode. I'll see you next week. I hope it was helpful and really would appreciate it if you would share any feedback. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacey Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.